Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Oh, that song will put you in this Christmas spirit right there. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephenson in the morning at 6:48. Now, three big things.
Three.
Nationwide bomb threat hoax. 8 reported cases in Wichita.
2.
Governor-elect Kelly says a Kansas constitutional amendment on school funding will not pass the legislature.
1.
Citizens Advisory Committee taking a hard look at what to do with Wichita's Century 2. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update during the Friday morning commute. No traffic tie-ups or accidents to report right now. Everything running smoothly on the Wichita streets. If we do get an accident or a slowdown, we'll let you know. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 50 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 24. Saturday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 55. Going to be great for raking leaves. Now partly cloudy. North wind at 18 miles per hour and 30 degrees, 6:49 now. Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
You doing good? Okay.
Yeah, loving life.
We've got, we're just talking off the air about a promo that Ted did a while back about for Steve and Ted, based on A Wonderful Life, the movie.
Oh, yeah. Steve does Jimmy Stewart. Some of the
Ted
voices
does.
In there. Ted, I'm sorry.
And he's going to be in It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, live radio, right? Tonight at 8 o'clock, and then Saturday at 8, and then Sunday at 7. And this is at the Wichita Center for the Performing Arts, right, Ted? You're going to be the radio announcer and also the head angel Joseph in this thing.
Yes.
Are you going to pull off your imitation of Jimmy Stewart while you're there?
I didn't just do that.
No Jimmy Stewart.
No.
No Jimmy Stewart.
No.
Oh, man.
So,
Clarence? You going to be Clarence? Is that it?
I'm the head. I'm Clarence's supervisor.
Boss. His
Joseph.
Boss.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You can get tickets at online at ticketfly.com or at the door, right?
You just get them at the door, yeah.
Yeah. So who's doing George Bailey?
John Kekeiser is his
John
name.
John Kekeiser?
Yeah.
Okay.
He does a nice job.
Does he?
And he's not going to try to imitate his voice or anything.
He just does it as a character.
Gotcha. Okay.
He does a real nice job.
I'm putting you on the spot. Who does Uncle Billy? Uncle Billy.
Uncle Billy is Brian Wellesby is his name.
Okay.
Another guy that does a lot of great theater around the area.
That sounds like so much fun.
It's a nice cast. We're having a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to getting some folks in the seats.
8 o'clock tonight at the Wichita Center for Performing Arts. That's 9112 East Central, just west of Central Webb. All right.
Yeah.
China has announced a 90-day suspension of tariff hikes on $126 billion of U.S. cars, trucks, and auto parts following its ceasefire in a trade battle with Washington. That threatens global economic growth. Tax agency says the suspension takes effect January 1st, and it's intended to carry out the agreement between the President Trump and Xi Jinping during a December 1st meeting in Argentina.
Now, these were tariffs that already existed, or were they tariffs that were added when they started the tariff war?
Suspension of tariffs. Hikes, in other words.
Oh, of the hikes that they had promised or threatened or whatever.
And so stocks wobbled Thursday as the markets turned fairly quiet after a very turbulent start to the week. Small companies dropped. High dividend stocks rose. S&P 500 lost less than a point. Dow added 70. The NASDAQ composite fell 28 points. 6:51.
Hey, before we scoot along here.
What you got?
We do have a traffic update. We've got an injury traffic accident at 21st and Broadway with the victims possibly trapped.
Ooh,
21st and Broadway, injury wreck.
All right, let's take a look at Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, talking about starting a business out of necessity, Don.
Well, what motivates entrepreneurs, Steve? What
money.
Do you think? yeah. Well, for each business, there is a different story. While an idea, invention, or passion may be the primary factor for many, losing a job or the need for more income are the primary reasons for women entrepreneurs 65 and older. SCORE is a network of senior business mentors who volunteer their expertise to help entrepreneurs. They conducted a survey and learned that nearly 30% of older women started their business because they had to. Fewer than 20% said that they were motivated by a business opportunity, and about the same amount say they were following their passion. Well, the most prevalent choices for older women business owners are retail businesses, healthcare, social assistance, and educational assistance. Since 2007, the number of entrepreneurs older than 50 is surging. That according to business support company Paychex. About 3 in 10 new businesses are started by Americans older than 50. 2007, it was just 2 in 10, so it's really gone up. Now, consider the timing of that surge. The 2008 recession rocked U.S. employment. Many of the first to go were older, more experienced, and higher-paid employees. Many companies were willing to take a gamble on less experienced, younger, less expensive employees in order to get some of the higher-wage employees off the books. Older workers were scrambling for a job, and many started their own. Younger small business owners are more likely than older entrepreneurs to apply for business funding. But older business owners are more likely to get the investors or loans. Biz2Credit, an online business financing platform, looked at nearly 40,000 loan applications. They found that 23% of 30 to 40-year-olds were approved for lending, but those between 50 and 60 got loans 26% of the time, and 60-plus got them 30% of the time. Makes sense. They have more experience and can be a better risk. And, of course, if you have any questions on this or starting a business, I'd love to chat with you about it. Give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Okay, so, Don, we had our staff luncheon yesterday for Christmas and catered by Stroud's and our good friend Kevin at Stroud's. And they had
great. Yeah.
These white elephant exchanges, and I didn't want to be involved in it, but they talked me into it, and I wound up with, I think, with the best prize.
What is that, a Furby or something? Oh, animated poop?
Yeah, it's a little squeezy-looking, like great little guy with a big red nose and antlers.
It looks like a pile in my backyard from my dog, with ears on it, with antelope ears.
It's got a little music, too. It's got jingle bells.
Oh, that's my kind of humor. And it vibrates.
Yeah. There you go.
It is laughing in the background. Oh, that is hilarious.
And if you put it on the table, it goes around. It goes around in circles as he vibrates. Yeah, it's funny.
There you go. Man, I'm glad the surprise didn't stick his tongue out at you, too.
Oh, we had a good time. Hey, thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
6:55 now. Come up at 7 o'clock this morning. Bomb threats across the country. 8 here in Wichita. We've got that story and more news. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the Morning every weekday for The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. CTHB is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.